to make an offer you can't refuse. Stick around for the next 10 minutes. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins. He is the executive director of the Michigan Ann State Theaters, our co-host for Cinema Chat, with a lot of Hollywood news, a lot of movie openings, a lot of stuff to discuss for the week ahead. Russ Collins, how are you?
I am okay. So, yes. Well, we have one news item that is your favorite thing to cover, a Star Wars news item.
But in this particular instance, I'm actually very excited.
It's true. So, J.J. Abrams, who has directed other Star Trek and Star Wars films, has hired a very competent second unit director. Now, the second unit director is a very important director. They cover a lot of the establishing shots and some of the special effects work. And he's hired Victoria Mahoney, who's a filmmaker and producer, and even had a small bit acting role in Legally Blonde. She's an African-American filmmaker who's done TV work with Ava DuVernay on Queen Sugar. She's also worked with Gypsy and Grey's Anatomy. And her film Yelling at the Sky was at the Berlin Film Festival in 2011. And she is working with J.J. Abrams on Episode 9 of Star Wars, which is planning to be...
and that is great. She has earned her shot, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah,
looking forward to seeing how that turns out, and it might be the only next Star Wars movie I go to.
Well, there you go.
To support that.
You can always help. But there's a lot of churning going on in Hollywood with the social changes that needed to be made decades and decades and decades ago, but finally some traction is being made. And so this is good news.
Yeah.
Small bit of news, but on a major franchise, so that's a pretty big deal. Well, we are extremely happy to be opening a film that was produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
So might it be a comedy?
It is a comedy for sure. It's called Oh Lucy, and it's about a Japanese woman who's played by Shinobu Teragima, and she's a 55-year-old woman who a teacher of hers, an unconventional English teacher, played by John Harknett, gives her a blonde wig and a different makeup setting, and she becomes a new person. Well, the John Harknett character, the unconventional...
Is it Josh Hartnett or John?
Josh. I'm sorry, right. Josh. Takes off, disappears suddenly, and she and a friend of hers fly halfway around the world to find him in the outskirts of Southern California. So it is an interesting character study. It's got a lot of... comedic dynamics that you would expect from a Will Ferrell produced movie.
But he does seem to be stepping more and more behind the scenes and kind of putting out product.
Absolutely. And he's been doing that. He was one of the creators of Funny and Die. And so, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that that Will Ferrell's been doing. And Adam McKay is also a compelling person as well. A film that I'm really looking forward to was the Academy Award nominated Best Foreign Language Film from Israel called Foxtrot. And this has got reviews that are just rhapsodic. NPR in particular gave a review of the film, how unique the storytelling is, how beautiful the filmmaking is, although the story is definitely tragic. So everyone in Israel is compelled to do military service or other service to the nation. And at a desolate military post, this young man is posted there, and things go wrong. And
which is happening in the region right now.
Which is happening in the region. And this is, I think, just a more of an odd thing that happens in this particular story. But the family has to face this reality of tragedy that happens in their life. And it's a really interesting examination of this service, but then the impacts on family, and again, this a beautifully shot, very interestingly told tale. Foxtrot is definitely worth checking out.
Sounds like it.
And we have some special screenings that are just going to be fun. We're continuing our Monty Python series, which is called A Now for Something Completely Different, with Monty Python live at the Hollywood Bowl. And that's going to be tonight at 9:30. And then next week we have The Meaning of Life, and that will wrap it up.
That was a great movie, too.
Battleship Island continues the Korea Cinema Now series on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And this is a series that's done by the Korean Studies Program at the University of Michigan. Many Saturdays at 1 o'clock, we have these wonderful Korean films that you're not going to see anywhere else. So Battleship Island is takes place during the Japanese colonial era of Korea. But these things are definitely worth checking out. Very, very unique. And then our Science on Screen program is on Wednesday, April 25th at 7:30, and it's going to be Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Were you a big fan of that series?
I was not a big fan of that series, but
I saw the first one. It was with Charlton Heston, right?
Right. That was a long time ago when
right,
the special
exactly.
effects were much, much different.
And yeah. I just thought it was terrible. I never saw another one.
And there's going to be a Q&A expert with on the subject of animal testing. So an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if you haven't seen Finding Your Feet, this British film about elderly folks and dancing, it's very fun. The Leisure Seekers has a nice Michigan connection with the original author, Michael Zadorian, creating that story. Film stars Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren. That's going to go away very quickly. And The Death of Stalin is a hit comedy that we've been playing for a while, and it's very cool. And if you haven't seen Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson's new movie, you really need to go check it out.
You are listening to Cinema Chats on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Now, still a lot of stuff continuing downtown. New movies opening at the art houses. What about at the multiplexes?
Well, at the multiplexes, we have Super Trooper 2. Now, this is a very broad comedy that has become a franchise at this point. Super Troopers came out, and it's a comedy.
It's kind of in the Naked Gun style, right?
Exactly. About highway troopers
right.
and the antic way that they deal with it. And there's an international border dispute between the U.S. and Canada, and Super Troopers Mac, Thorny, Foster, Rabbit, and Farva are called to set up a new highway patrol station in the disputed area.
And as you might expect, things go wrong.
Things go wrong, and comedy breaks out everywhere. Amy Schumer has a new film, and I find her to be a very compelling performer. And she's a woman who's struggling with feelings of insecurity and inadequacy on a daily basis.
That's why the movie's called I Feel Pretty.
That's right. But she suffers a fall and bangs her head in soap opera fashion. And she wakes up believing suddenly that she's the most beautiful and capable woman on the planet. And with this newfound confidence, she's empowered to live her life fearlessly and flawlessly. Of course, she's the same person she was before, but just with a different attitude.
Right.
And the reaction of her friends and neighbors is very interesting.
It's interesting. There seems there was some public blowback for the trailer that she released. It'd be interesting to see how there was some body shaming or something that went on, but it'll be interesting to see that in context.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Traffic is a film that stars Paula Patton and Omar Epps about a group of friends who are terrorized by a gang of bikers in a remote countryside home. Something that happens to you all the time. I'm just kidding. But anyway, lots to see out there. And we're still playing Black Panther, too. And if you haven't seen that, go check it out. I also find that Wes Anderson films are something you almost need to see twice or three times.
So how many times have you seen I Love Dogs now?
I have seen it twice now, and I'm ready to go back.
And you picked up new stuff the second time?
Oh, absolutely. You can't possibly track everything that's going on the screen and in the context. And it's actually fun. It's almost like a puzzle. You keep looking for more and more interesting
parts. Well, help Russ Collins solve the puzzle and go see a movie. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.